Welcome to the AI Governance Practice Questions and Answers Audio Guide for your AIGP Certification Study Guide. For each item, you'll first hear the question and options, followed immediately by the answer and a concise explanation. The options have been reordered to ensure that no two consecutive questions share the same correct answer letter. Question 1. A bank plans to deploy a credit risk model trained on 5-year-old data collected under different underwriting policies. What should the governance team require before production use? Your choices are A. A representativeness review and revalidation on current population data. B. A one-time accuracy check on the training set. C. Business sign-off that legacy policies are close enough. D. Immediate compensating controls without testing. The answer is A representativeness review and revalidation on current population data. Outdated data risks performance/fairness drift. Governance demands confirming representativeness and revalidating metrics/thresholds. Question 2. Which approach best operationalizes purpose limitation for a dataset originally collected to verify identity during onboarding? Your choices are A. Reuse for marketing campaigns. B. Conduct a secondary use assessment and update notices/consent as required. C. Use for fraud detection without reassessment because it's security related. D. Share with partners as long as the data is encrypted. The answer is B. Conduct a secondary use assessment and update notices/consent as required. New purposes must be assessed for compatibility. Encryption or security alone doesn't legitimize a new purpose. Question 3. A hospital proposes a triage model that prioritizes ER patients. Which factor most increases the required level of human oversight? Your choices are A. Model developed with open source tools. B. On-premise deployment. C. Use in a safety-critical, time-sensitive context with high autonomy. D. Extensive hyperparameter tuning. The answer is C. Use in a safety-critical, time-sensitive context with high autonomy. Oversight scales with potential harm and autonomy. ER triage needs strong guardrails. Question 4. Which governance artifact most directly supports traceability from data to decision? Your choices are A. A risk register listing generic risks. B. A high-level product roadmap. C. A monthly KPI dashboard. D. Versioned lineage linking data sources, feature transformations, model versions, and approvals. The answer is D. Version lineage. Traceability requires an auditable chain back to inputs and approvals. Roadmaps/KPIs don't provide this granularity. Question 5. During intake, a product team claims no personal data is used. Which control best verifies the claim? Your choices are require a structured data inventory and classification with examples and sources. B. Accept the statement if the team is senior. C. Ask for a one-page memo. D. Proceed to pilot and test later. The answer is A. Require a structured data inventory. Governance is evidence-based. Inventories surface hidden PII and sources. Question 6. A content moderation model shows strong overall F1, but inconsistent subgroup performance. What is the most governance-aligned next step? Your choices are A. Lower the threshold for all users. B. Conduct subgroup fairness analysis. Adjust thresholds or model and document mitigations. C. Proceed because overall F1 is above target. D. Replace the model with manual review. The answer is B. Conduct subgroup fairness analysis. Governance requires equity across groups, not just strong aggregate results. Question 7. Which control best addresses model inversion risk for a language model exposed via an API? Your choices are A. Removing usage logs. C. Differential privacy or regularization per policy with periodic testing. B. Increasing max tokens allowed. D. Replacing API keys quarterly without monitoring. The answer is C. Differential privacy/regularization with testing. Training time privacy techniques and validation mitigate reconstruction risks. Question 8. A responsible AI policy states that high-risk systems require pre-release validation against defined metrics and thresholds, which artifact proves compliance. Your choices are A, a slide listing validation complete. B, a signed email from the model owner. C, a product FAQ. D, an evidence pack mapping each metric slash threshold to test results and approvals. The answer is D, an evidence pack. Compliance must be demonstrable and auditable. Question 9. Which element belongs in an AI program charter? Your choices are A, mission, scope, roles, escalation pathways, and success criteria. B, day-to-day sprint tasks. C, specific hyperparameters. D, a list of CI slash CD job names. The answer is A, mission slash scope slash roles slash escalations slash success criteria. A charter sets governance structure and accountability, not low-level implementation details. Question 10. A retail chatbot will generate responses using RAG. Which risk is most relevant to evaluate pre-release? Your choices are A, GPU efficiency. B, prompt injection and retrieval poisoning scenarios. C, code formatting style. D, repository branch naming. The answer is B, prompt injection and retrieval poisoning. RAG expands the attack surface. Targeted threat testing and guardrails are required. Question 11. Which RACI assignment is most appropriate for drafting and maintaining a model card? Your choices are A, accountable, external auditor, responsible, legal team. B, accountable, data engineer, responsible, board. C, accountable, model owner, responsible, ML team, consulted, risk slash legal, informed, product. D, accountable, cloud vendor, responsible, procurement. The answer is C, model owner A, ML team R, risk slash legal C, product I, ownership with the model, creators maintain, control functions consulted. Question 12. A team wants to reuse a vendor model trained on US data for a deployment in the EU. What is the best governance action? Your choices are A, approve because it works in English. B, only update UI copy to EU languages. D, require localization analysis, fairness testing on EU populations, and legal review. C, defer to the vendor's marketing materials. The answer is D, localization slash fairness testing and legal review. New population slash context triggers checks and EU-specific legal considerations. Question 13. Which statement best distinguishes AI from traditional software for governance purposes? Your choices are A, AI requires continuous data management and performance monitoring due to drift. B, AI does not need design documentation. C, AI can't be versioned. D, AI cannot be explained. The answer is A, continuous data slash monitoring due to drift. Data dependence makes ongoing monitoring central. Question 14. A foundation model will be fine-tuned with a small, sensitive internal data set. Which control is most critical before training? Your choices are A, increase batch size. B, confirm lawful basis, apply minimization and access controls, and log approvals. C, run a single A-B test. D, disable monitoring to preserve privacy. The answer is B, lawful basis slash minimization slash access controls slash approvals. Sensitive data demands lawful processing and least privilege access. Question 15. Which testing method best evaluates robustness to distribution shift? Your choices are A, evaluate only on the training distribution. B, compare latency across environments. C, use out-of distribution test sets and stress scenarios defined in the test plan. D, rely on manual spot checks. The answer is C, OD and stress testing. Robustness requires evaluation under shifted slash adverse conditions. Question 16. A model supporting loan approvals will be deployed with human antelope review. Which oversight metric is most informative? Your choices are A, number of unit tests. B, lines of code. C. Number of training epochs. D. Override rate and rationale quality by case type. The answer is D. Override rate / rationale quality. Oversight quality shows when / why humans correct the system. Question 17. An intake form lists anticipated benefits, but omits affected stakeholders and potential harms. What is the most appropriate governance response? Your choices are A. Return the intake for completion of stakeholder / context and harm analysis. B. Approve if benefits are compelling. C. Add a caveat in the minutes and proceed. D. Ask legal to write a disclaimer. The answer is A. Complete stakeholder / harm analysis. Impact scoping is incomplete without stakeholders, contexts, and harms. Question 18. Which practice most directly supports explainability to end users in a high-impact consumer tool? Your choices are A. Provide model weights for download. B. Offer plain language summaries of how AI is used, key limitations, and user recourse. C. Hide all rationale to prevent gaming. D. Share SHAP plots only. The answer is B. Plain language disclosures and recourse. Users need understandable explanations and channels to challenge. Question 19. A health screening model is retrained quarterly. Which event should trigger an out-of-cycle revalidation? Your choices are A. Team reorganization. B. A decrease in GPU prices. C. A new EHR integration that changes input distributions. D. A new dashboard theme. The answer is C. New integration changing inputs. Material data shifts require revalidation. Question 20. Which dataset practice is most consistent with data minimization? Your choices are A. Collect any field that might be useful later. B. Keep raw data indefinitely for reproducibility. D. Collect only fields necessary for declared purposes and document justification. C. Add more features to boost accuracy by 0.1%. The answer is D. Necessity with documented justification. Minimize fields / retention to purpose. Question 21. A safety team wants the ability to quickly disable a model that routes emergency calls. Which control best addresses this need? Your choices are A. Hard kill switch with defined authority, rollback plan, and audit logging. B. Weekly performance email. C. A runbook requiring 3 committee meetings. D. A code comment reminding engineers to be careful. The answer is A. Hard kill switch with governance. Rapid harm containment needs a tested shutdown path and clear ownership. Question 22. Which item belongs in a use case inventory to support governance at scale? Your choices are A. Team lunch budget. B. Model owner, risk tier, business purpose, data categories, and status. C. IDE extensions used by developers. D. Office location. The answer is B. Owner / risk / purpose / data / status. A structured inventory enables risk-based oversight. Question 23. A vendor offers a black box hiring model. Which minimum due diligence step is most appropriate before pilot? Your choices are A. Informal verbal reference. B. Sign a short NDA and deploy. C. Require documented performance, bias testing results, intended use limits, and testing rights in contract. D. Relis un vendeur démo. The answer is C. Evidence plus contractual testing rights. High-risk domains demand proof and verification rights. Question 24. Which fairness check is most appropriate for a binary classifier in a regulated domain? Your choices are A. Average precision only. B. Parameter count. C. GPU utilization. D. Equalized odds or another policy-specified parity test across protected groups. The answer is D. Policy-aligned parity tests. Regulated domains require group-wise parity, not just aggregate metrics. Question 25. Your organization's policy allows risk acceptance under control conditions. Which record demonstrates proper acceptance? Your choices are A. Assigned risk acceptance with rationale, compensating controls, and review date. B, a Slack message saying risk accepted. C, a comment in the pull request. D, a footnote in a deck. The answer is A, formal signed acceptance with controls and review date. Acceptance must be explicit, justified, time-bounded, and owned. Question 26. Which element is essential in a Palisado procedure cascade? Your choices are A, a single page of slogans. B, specific control steps with roles, evidence requirements, and approval gates. C, high-level principle without operational details. D, a product one-pager. The answer is B, concrete steps, slash roles, slash evidence, slash gates. Operationalization turns policy into testable procedures and artifacts. Question 27. A recommender model starts drifting after a seasonal content change. Which monitoring signal is most relevant? Your choices are A, CPU temperature. B, number of team standups. C, input distribution shifts and degradation of business-relevant metrics. D, repo stars. The answer is C, distribution and business metrics. Track feature slash input shifts and downstream KPIs. Question 28. What is the best justification for keeping training logs beyond model retirement? Your choices are A, they might be inspirational. B, storage is cheap. C, they're useful for marketing. D, required by the retention schedule to support audits, investigations, or legal holds. The answer is D, retention schedule for audits slash legal holds. Retention must be purpose-bound and time-limited. Question 29. A contact center assistant will suggest responses to human agents. What governance control most reduces misuse risk? Your choices are A, rate limit generation and filter outputs. Provide clear operator playbooks. B, remove authentication to speed adoption. C, increase creativity settings. D, hide all logs. The answer is A, rate limits, filtering, operator playbooks. Guardrails and guidance reduce leakage and harmful outputs. Question 30. Which is the strongest indicator that a model requires a new impact assessment before expansion to a new market segment? Your choices are A, new team members joined. B, the new segment has different demographics and decision context. C, the UI color palette changed. D, the model's latency improved. The answer is B, different demographics slash context. Changing who is affected and how decisions are used alters risk. Question 31. A bank introduces a new feature store that recomputes features with different time windows. Which governance action is most important before release? Your choices are A, reduce the number of features. C, rebaseline performance. Verify no label leakage and update lineage documentation. B, increase batch size. D, migrate to a larger GPU. The answer is C, rebaseline slash leakage checks slash update lineage. New definitions can change leakage and performance. Must be revalidated and recorded. Question 32. A public sector agency wants to classify citizen requests to triage service queues. Which factor most elevates the model's impact level? Your choices are A, use of a commercial cloud provider. B, the model is written in Python. D, decisions that affect access to time-sensitive essential services. C, the use of a REST API. The answer is D, access to essential, time-sensitive services. Impact is driven by harms to people and critical services. Question 33. Which control best supports segregation of duties in model releases? Your choices are A, a separate governance approver validates evidence against policy before deployment. B, the lead developer signs the release alone. C, QA reports to the same individual as the model owner. D, product manager documents the change after deployment. The answer is A, independent governance approval. Separation of duties reduces conflict of interest and enforces policy. Question 34. A hiring assistance model uses signals strongly correlated with socioeconomic status. What is the most governance-aligned step? Your choices are A, exclude all such features without analysis. B, conduct proxy discrimination analysis, test mitigations, and document trade-offs per policy. C. Proceed if accuracy improves. D. Replace with keyword search only. The answer is B. Proxy discrimination analysis and mitigations. Correlated features can encode bias, analyze, mitigate, and document. Question 35. Which element should a risk register entry for an AI use case include? Your choices are A. A backlog of non-technical tasks. B. A list of meeting invites. C. Risk description, owner, treatment, due date, status, and residual risk. D. The developer's preferred IDE. The answer is C. Standard risk fields including residual risk. Structured risk records enable accountability and tracking. Question 36. A healthcare provider fine-tunes a model on local data. What evidence most supports reproducibility? Your choices are A. A narrated video demo. B. A marketing one-pager. C. Version data snapshots, training scripts, environment manifests, and seeds. D. A single notebook with overwritten cells. The answer is C. Version data, slash code, slash ENV, and seeds. Reproducibility relies on fixed inputs and environments. Question 37. Which approach most effectively operationalizes human in the loop oversight? Your choices are A. Clear escalation thresholds, override capabilities, and operator training with audits. B. Manual review of all outputs without criteria. C. Random sampling of 1% of outputs. D. Disabling automation entirely. The answer is A. Threshold slash overrides slash training slash audits. HITL must have concrete rules, tools, and accountability checks. Question 38. A credit model's OROC remains high, but calibration errorizes. Which next step is best? Your choices are A. Ignore if OROC is acceptable. B. Investigate calibration drift, recalibrate if necessary, and update monitoring thresholds. C. Increase model size. D. Reduce the test set. The answer is B. Address calibration drift. Decisions need well-calibrated probabilities. Ranking alone isn't sufficient. Question 39. Which requirement belongs in a testing plan for a high-impact model? Your choices are A. Nightly builds only. B. A release blog post template. C. Metrics with defined thresholds, subgroup analyses, comparators, and acceptance criteria. D. Code coverage percentage only. The answer is C. Threshold metrics plus subgroup analyses plus comparators plus criteria. High-impact models need explicit pass slash fail definitions and fairness coverage. Question 40. A model is being expanded from retail loans to small business loans. What governance activity is most critical? Your choices are A. Use the same thresholds for consistency. B. Translate UI labels only. C. New impact assessment, fairness checks for the new population, and business context validation. D. Defer all testing to the pilot. The answer is C. New assessment and fairness checks. Different stakeholders slash context require res coping and retesting. Question 41. Which policy control best mitigates shadow AI within a large enterprise? Your choices are A. Mandatory registration of models slash use cases, periodic discovery scans, and enforcement actions. B. Encourage private experimentation. C. Allow pilots under backslash $10K to skip approval. D. Limit programming languages. The answer is A. Registration, discovery, and enforcement. Visibility and enforcement deter ungoverned deployments. Question 42. A team proposes to store inference logs indefinitely for analytics. What is the most governance-aligned response? Your choices are A. Approve if logs are encrypted. B. Apply the retention schedule. Justify duration by purpose, risk, and regulation. Implement deletion. C. Require storage on-prem. D. Delete all logs after 24 hours irrespective of needs. The answer is B. Purpose-bound retention with deletion. Retention must align with purposes and legal requirements. Question 43. Which item is most appropriate in a model card for a decision support tool? Your choices are A. Developer performance reviews. B. Marketing copy. C. Intended use, limitations, known failure modes, performance by subgroup, and oversight expectations. D. Vendor pricing tiers. The answer is C. Intended use, /limits, /failures, /subgroup performance, /oversight. Model cards communicate scope, performance, and safe operation. Question 44. Your organization's intake template is updated. Which change most strengthens control effectiveness? Your choices are A. Remove stakeholder analysis to reduce friction. B. Shorten the template to one page. C. Add data category classification, lawful basis, and sensitivity flags. D. Allow optional completion for low-risk teams. The answer is C. Data categories, lawful basis, sensitivity. These fields enforce privacy compliance and risk steering. Question 45. Which signal most strongly indicates concept drift? Your choices are A. Stable inputs with declining alignment to business outcomes. B. Cheap pipeline failures. C. Increased memory usage. D. A growing backlog of tickets. The answer is A. Stable inputs, worsening business alignment. Concept drift appears when the mapping from inputs to outcomes changes. Question 46. A team requests a waiver from the bias audit due to timelines. What should the approval require? Your choices are A. Verbal okay from the model owner. B. Documented rationale, compensating controls, owner, expiry date, and review trigger. C. A Slack message to the channel. D. A single accuracy chart. The answer is B. Documented waiver with controls and expiry. Exceptions must be transparent, time-bounded, risk-mitigated, and owned. Question 47. Which procurement clause is most important when acquiring a third-party model for regulated use? Your choices are A. Vendor logo placement. B. Commitment to weekly demos. C. Testing rights, audit cooperation, data protection terms, and performance /service SLAs. D. Preferential conference passes. The answer is C. Testing /audit /data protection /SLAs. Contracts must embed verification rights and protections. Question 48. A content generation system sometimes produces subtly defamatory text. Which pre-release control is most appropriate? Your choices are A. Increase temperature for creativity. B. Remove logs to reduce liability. C. Output filtering, human review for flag cases, and incident response playbooks. D. Lower max tokens. The answer is C. Filters plus human review plus incident playbooks. Harm prevention and remediation require targeted safeguards and prepared responses. Question 49. Which action best supports traceable feature engineering? Your choices are A. Using a governed feature store with versioning, data sources, owners, and lineage. B. Keeping features and spreadsheets per team. C. Allowing ad hoc features in code only. D. Documenting features annually. The answer is A. Govern feature store with lineage. Centralized, version features enable reproducibility and auditability. Question 50. A model's training data includes licensed third-party corpora. Which governance check is most critical? Your choices are B. Compliance with license terms, use restrictions, attribution, and redistribution limits. A. Whether the data set is popular. C. Whether it is hosted on the same cloud provider. D. If it contains more than 100 gigabytes. The answer is B. License compliance and use restrictions. Legal rights and obligations must be validated and documented. Question 51. A bank's fraud model rejects legitimate transactions after a merchant category code change. Which process would have reduced this risk? Your choices are A. Event-triggered revalidation and business rule change detection. B. Quarterly team offsites. C. Increasing the training epochs. D. Migrating to a new framework. The answer is A, event-triggered revalidation and business rule change detection, a governance process that watches for upstream rule slash data, changes, and forces retests would catch this earlier. Question 52, which aligns most closely with security by design for hosted models? Your choices are A, public inference endpoint with an API key in a URL. B, threat modeling, network segmentation, identity slash secret management, and abuse monitoring. C, a single shared admin account. D, debug endpoints enabled in production. The answer is B, threat modeling, segmentation, identity slash secret management, and abuse monitoring. These are core preventive and detective controls. Question 53. A healthcare chatbot provides decision support to clinicians. Which operator-facing design supports effective oversight? Your choices are A, no explanation to avoid biasing clinicians. B, output only, no confidence. C, rationale summaries, confidence guidance, and links to evidence. D, developer notes embedded in JSON. The answer is C, rationale summaries, confidence guidance, and evidence links. This empowers informed clinician judgment and escalation. Question 54. Which fairness assessment is generally most actionable when selecting mitigation strategies? Your choices are A, parameter count differences. B, code style adherence. C, repo commit frequency. D, disaggregated error analysis by protected attribute and context. The answer is D, disaggregated error analysis. It shows where slash Y harms occur and informs targeted mitigations. Question 55. During testing, you find a subtle label noise issue in a historical data set. What should happen before release? Your choices are A, adjudicate labels or apply consensus methods. Retrain. Reevaluate fairness and performance. B, proceed. Noise is unavoidable. C, increase learning rate. D, remove the validation split. The answer is A, adjudicate slash consensus plus retrain plus reevaluate. Fixing labels and revalidating reduces hidden error and bias. Question 56. A vendor provides a no-code model builder. Which control prevents proliferation of high-risk tools? Your choices are A, allow any team to publish if accuracy greater than 85%. B, central registration, tiered approval gates, and template evidence requirements. C, require deployment on-prem only. D, allow pilots with no documentation. The answer is B, registration plus gates plus evidence. It scales governance with risk while enabling innovation. Question 57. A safety-critical computer vision model has low performance under poor lighting. Which pre-release step is most appropriate? Your choices are A, proceed, extreme conditions are rare. B, increase image size only. C, expand test coverage to adverse conditions, set operating limits and monitoring thresholds. D, replace with a text-only interface. The answer is C, test adverse conditions and define operating limits slash monitoring. Safety requires robust coverage and clear guardrails. Question 58. Which documentation demonstrates change management discipline? Your choices are A, a final release email. B, a roadmap slide. C, a Slack thread. D, a change request with risk assessment, approvals, rollback plan, and post-deployment verification. The answer is D, a full change request package. It creates accountability, reversibility, and verifiable outcomes. Question 59. A translation model is repurposed to summarize customer complaints. What governance step is most important? Your choices are A, new evaluation aligned to the summarization task, including factuality and harm assessment. B, add more GPUs. C, enable dark mode. D, require a different programming language. The answer is A, new task align evaluation. Repurposing is not equal to valid performance. Test for factuality and safety in the new task. Question 60. Which of the following most strengthens independent assurance? Your choices are A, The model owner self-certifies adherence. B. Second/third-line review against policy and standards with documented findings. C. A peer code review. D. A monthly team sync. The answer is B. Independent review with findings. It reduces conflicts of interest and improves control quality. Question 61. A city deploys a routing model for emergency response. Which metric is most relevant to continuous oversight? Your choices are A. Lines of code in the service. B. Number of app users. C. Wrong destination rate, time to resolve overruns, and incident escalation frequency. D. Average CPU temperature. The answer is C. Safety-relevant operational outcomes. They signal harm and process breakdowns. Question 62. Which item most appropriately belongs in an AI governance KPI dashboard? Your choices are A. Number of PRs merged per week. B. Developer certification counts. C. Percent of high-risk models with up-to-date revalidation and documented mitigations. D. Office network status. The answer is C. Policy coverage KPIs tied to risk. It measures real control effectiveness. Question 63. A model that supports benefits eligibility is deployed in silent mode. Which control should accompany this? Your choices are A. Collect comparison data versus human decisions, track disagreements, and analyze errors by subgroup. B. Disable logging to reduce privacy risk. C. Only measure latency. D. Skip human review to reduce bias. The answer is A. Side-by-side evaluation with subgroup analysis. It builds ground truth and detects fairness gaps. Question 64. A foundation model vendor allows customer-provided safety tests. Which due diligence step is most important? Your choices are A. Ask for free credits. B. Run your own bias, safety, and robustness suite against your intended use and thresholds. C. Deploy immediately if the vendor is well known. D. Review the vendor's marketing site. The answer is B. Run your own tests. Assure fitness for your context and risk limits. Question 65. An internal red team shows that prompt injection can bypass content filters. What's the most governance-aligned response? Your choices are A. Reduce context window size. B. Implement input-output filtering, strengthen sandboxing/isolation, and retest before release. C. Increase top P. D. Ignore unless users report it. The answer is B. Strengthen controls and retest. Treat as a security defect with remediation and verification. Question 66. Which is most appropriate to ensure purpose limitation during secondary analytics? Your choices are A. Assume internal analytics is always permitted. B. Perform a secondary use review. Update notices/consent. Apply minimization and access controls. C. Encrypt the data and proceed. D. Move the data to a different region. The answer is B. Secondary use governance plus privacy controls. Encryption doesn't legitimize new purposes. Question 67. A model subgroup error rates meet policy thresholds, but overall business error is high. What should happen? Your choices are A. Revisit requirements, thresholds, and design. Adjust the model or use case to meet both fairness and utility. B. Accept performance because fairness is adequate. C. Reduce monitoring scope. D. Ship and fix later. The answer is A. Balance fairness and utility. Meeting fairness floors doesn't waive utility requirements. Question 68. Which is the best signal to trigger a material change review? Your choices are A. Documentation typos. B. New input data sources or distribution shifts that alter model behavior. C. Minor refactors with no feature changes. D. A CI pipeline name change. The answer is B. Behavior-changing data shifts. They can invalidate prior validation. Question 69. A human review team is overwhelmed by alerts. Which governance action addresses operator burden? Your choices are A. Increase alert volume to avoid missing issues. B. Triage rules, severity levels, and runbooks. Measure alert fatigue and adjust thresholds.
C.
Remove alerts for low-risk issues.
D.
Add a second monitor per reviewer. The answer is B. Risk-based alerting and runbooks. Optimize signal-to-noise with feedback loops. Question 70. Which statement best describes impact assessment scope for a new medical triage tool? Your choices are A. Only model metrics and latency. B. Affected populations, context, potential harms, mitigations, and oversight design.
C.
GPU and storage budgets.
D.
Programming language selection. The answer is B. Comprehensive socio-technical scope. Impact is not equal to just technical metrics. Question 71. A regulated firm wants to publish a model transparency report. Which content is most appropriate? Your choices are A. Intended use, limitations, governance controls, performance by context, and monitoring approach. B. A competitive benchmark against rivals. C. A product launch roadmap. D. Vendor discount levels. The answer is A. Substantive transparency elements. They inform stakeholders about scope, limits, and controls. Question 72. Which practice best addresses data poisoning risk in training pipelines? Your choices are A. Accept all upstream sources. B. Provenance checks, anomaly detection, restricted write access, and pre-ingest validation. C. Train more frequently. D. Allow any contributor to upload data. The answer is B. Layer defenses and provenance. It reduces malicious or low-quality data ingress. Question 73. Which approach is most appropriate for calibration when using probability outputs for decisions? Your choices are A. Compare probabilities only to ranking metrics. B. Increase batch size until probabilities stabilize. C. Use reliability diagrams / Brier score and recalibration methods where needed. D. Evaluat calibration annually. The answer is C. Measure and recalibrate. Probability quality matters for thresholds and policy decisions. Question 74. A team plans to share de-identified logs with researchers. Which step best reduces re-identification risk? Your choices are A. Share entire logs under NDA. B. Perform re-identification risk assessment. Apply pseudonymization / anonymization controls. Set sharing terms. C. Rely on removal of direct identifiers only. D. Replace all names with user. The answer is B. Risk assessment plus technical and contractual controls. The identification is contextual. Question 75. Which item most strengthens operator transparency in a decision support UI? Your choices are A. Show operating range, confidence guidance, and when to escalate to human experts. B. Hide limits to avoid confusion. C. Provide raw logits. D. Provide a downloadable model file. The answer is A. Visible limits and recourse. Transparency fosters appropriate reliance. Question 76. A model is retrained with a new feature derived from Clickstream data. What is the most governance-aligned prerequisite? Your choices are A. Shorten the validation phase. B. Verify lawful basis, update privacy notice if needed, and assess bias introduced by the feature. C. Increase batch size. D. Use a different optimizer. The answer is B. Privacy / legal plus bias checks. New data / derivations can introduce risk and obligations. Question 77. Which is the best indicator that evidence efficiency has been met for release? Your choices are A. The model owner states that policy is followed. B. A slide deck summarizing highlights. C. Evidence mapped to each policy / control with verifiable artifacts and approvals. D. A live demo recording. The answer is C. Traceable evidence mapping. It's auditable and complete. Question 78. A team proposes to remove subgroup reporting to simplify dashboards. What is the governance-aligned response? Your choices are A. Approve if the model is accurate. B. Allow if the team is experienced. C. Replace with monthly emails. D. Reject subgroup visibility is required for fairness monitoring per policy. The answer is D. Keep subgroup visibility. It is a required fairness control. Question 79. Which control most directly reduces training serving skew? Your choices are A. Align pre-processing logic, test for drift, and validate parity between training and serving pipelines. B. Use separate code bases for train and serve. C. Increase training epochs. D. Add more features. The answer is A. Alignment plus parity validation. Mismatch pipelines are a common failure mode. Question 80. Which requirement should be included for vendor models used in safety critical contexts? Your choices are A. Brand visibility in the UI. B. Access to model cards or equivalent documentation with performance limits, failure modes, and test rights. C. A discount clause. D. Vendor attendance at all standups. The answer is B. Transparency plus test rights. Safety demands clear limits and verification access. Question 81. A bank plans to use synthetic data for pre-production testing. Which risk remains most plausible? Your choices are A. Elimination of distribution shift. B. Unrealistic correlations that weaken validity of performance tests. C. Guaranteed fairness. D. Complete removal of privacy concerns. The answer is B. Unrealistic correlations. Validate realism and downstream fairness. Question 82. Which condition necessitates kill switch testing during drills? Your choices are A. Minor UI changes. B. Potential for rapid, large-scale harm if the system fails. C. Use of an internal network. D. A small user base. The answer is B. High-impact failure potential. Drills must test rail shutdown paths. Question 83. A customer support summarizer occasionally omits critical context. What tests should be prioritized? Your choices are A. Factuality and information loss evaluation with task-specific criteria. B. GPU utilization test. C. Code style checks. D. UI responsiveness. The answer is A. Factuality / information loss tests. They capture omission and distortion errors. Question 84. Which is most appropriate for a post-incident review? Your choices are A. Focus on individual blame. B. Root cause analysis, corrective / preventive actions, CAPA, and verification of effectiveness. C. A generic apology. D. Increase model size. The answer is B. RCA plus CAPA plus verify. It drives learning and durable fixes. Question 85. What is the best practice for documenting exceptions? Your choices are A. Track and personal notes. B. Central register with justification, risk owner, compensating controls, and review schedule. C. Only email the approver. D. Rely on team memory. The answer is B. A central exceptions register. Ensures visibility and time-bound review. Question 86. During procurement, the vendor refuses audit cooperation clauses. What should your organization do? Your choices are A. Proceed due to urgency. B. Escalate. Require testing / audit cooperation and data protection commitments as a condition of use. C. Replace with internal approval. D. Remove the high-risk label temporarily. The answer is B. Require cooperation and protections. Without them, the risk is unmanaged. Question 87. A public agency is piloting an eligibility model. Which pilot control is most appropriate? Your choices are A. Shadow mode with human decisions as ground truth, disagreement analysis, and clear exit criteria. B. Full automation during pilot. C. No monitoring until production. D. Collect only latency metrics. The answer is A. Shadow mode with analysis and exit criteria. It de-risks before real impact. Question 88. Which design choice most improves operator accountability? Your choices are A. Anonymous overrides. B. Logged overrides with rationale and case linkage, reviewed in periodic audits. C. Verbal approvals only. D. Private spreadsheets. The answer is B. Logged overrides plus audit. It creates traceability and learning loops. Question 89. What is the most appropriate governance approach when accuracy and fairness objectives conflict? Your choices are A. Prioritize accuracy only. B. Follow policy to test mitigation strategies. Document trade-offs and decision rationale. C. Remove fairness tests for this release. D. Defer to the vendor. The answer is B. Policy-driven trade-off handling. Record mitigations and rationale. Question 90. A model for content ranking underperforms on newly launched categories. Which step should occur first? Your choices are A. Increase token limits. B. Conduct error analysis by category. Validate dataset coverage and adjust features or thresholds. C. Migrate the service to a new region. D. Add a new optimizer. The answer is B. Targeted error analysis and coverage checks. Then adjust data/features/thresholds. Question 91. Which approval gate is most appropriate before expanding a model to handle sensitive user attributes? Your choices are A. Legal/privacy review, a fairness testing plan, and executive risk owner approval. B. Engineering manager sign-off only. C. Marketing approval. D. Finance approval. The answer is A. Privacy/legal+fairness+exec risk ownership. Sensitivity heightens oversight. Question 92. A team wants to export telemetry to a third-party analytics provider. Which control is most important? Your choices are A. Ensure the provider has a modern UI. B. A data processing agreement, data transfer safeguards, and minimization of exported fields. C. Weekly status emails. D. A markdown rhythm. The answer is B. DPA+transfer safeguards+minimization. This manages legal and leakage risks. Question 93, which describes traceability across the AI lifecycle. Your choices are A. A single wiki page per project. B. Linked records for data sources, features, model versions, tests, approvals, deployments, and incidents. C. Storing code in one repo. D. End user documentation only. The answer is B. Linked lifecycle records. It enables audits and incident forensics. Question 94. A team replaces manual adjudication with weak labels. Which testing step is most critical? Your choices are A. UI snapshot tests. B. Evaluate label quality, quantify noise, and assess impact on subgroup performance. C. Increase training frequency. D. Add a new loss function without testing. The answer is B. Measure label noise and fairness impacts. Weak labels can skew outcomes. Question 95. Which committee responsibility best supports a mature operating model? Your choices are A. Selecting IDE themes. B. Setting gating criteria, resolving escalations, and allocating governance resources. C. Approving all commits. D. Writing model training code. The answer is B. Governance gates /escalations/resources. Committees steer risk, not code. Question 96. Which monitoring design best detects rare but severe harms? Your choices are A. Monitor only aggregate metrics. B. Targeted detectors, risk-weighted sampling, and incident hotlines. C. Monitor only inference latency. D. Disable user reporting. The answer is B. Targeted/risk-weighted monitoring and reporting channels. Captures low-frequency, high-impact events. Question 97. A model card states, intended for adult users in the U.S. The product team wants to enable it for teens. What is the most appropriate action? Your choices are A. Proceed if UI looks appropriate. B. Perform a new impact/fairness assessment for minors. Conduct policy review and consider restrictions. C. Add a parental consent checkbox only. D. Limit to certain time windows. The answer is B. Reassess for minors and adjust controls. New populations change risk. Question 98. Which practice best ensures approval consistency across divisions? Your choices are A. Division-specific policies for each team. B, standardized templates, shared criteria, and cross-functional approver training. C, allow any director to approve per preference. D, rotate approvers weekly. The answer is B, standardized artifacts and training. It reduces variance and bias. Question 99. Which step is most important before decommissioning a high-risk model? Your choices are A, archive artifacts, document retirement rationale, and maintain access controls per the retention schedule. B, shut off all logging immediately. C, delete all data with no record. D, keep endpoints live for emergencies. The answer is orderly retirement with records and controls. It preserves auditability and legal compliance. Question 100. A firm wants to use a third-party foundation model for internal search. Which due diligence item is most relevant? Your choices are A, size of the vendor's marketing team. B, security posture, data handling, retention, fine-tuning restrictions, and breach notification terms. C, whether the vendor presents at conferences. D, the color theme of the admin console. The answer is B, security/privacy terms and restrictions. These determine safe, compliant usage. Question 101. Which statement best captures the goal of the OECD AI principles? Your choices are A, provide high-level, human-centered recommendations for trustworthy AI. B, mandate uniform AI laws across OECD member states. C, establish binding enforcement powers over national regulators. D, replace sectoral regulations with a single AI code. The answer is A, provide high-level, human-centered recommendations for trustworthy AI. They are non-binding, value-driven guidelines to steer responsible AI. Question 102. In the NIST AI RMF, which function focuses on defining context, intended use, and impacts before development begins? Your choices are A, measure. B, map. C, govern. D, manage. The answer is B, map. Map emphasizes scoping, context, and stakeholder impacts up front. Question 103. Under GDPR, which lawful basis most appropriately covers a bank's fraud detection AI that is necessary for security of processing? Your choices are A, consent. B, contract. C, legitimate interests. D, legal obligation. The answer is C, legitimate interests. Fraud prevention and security needs are commonly grounded in art. 6.1.F, with safeguards. Question 104. Which is the primary purpose of a data protection impact assessment, DPI, in AI projects? Your choices are A, validate model accuracy against baselines. B, guarantee compliance with sectoral safety standards. C, produce commercial budget justifications. D, systematically assess and mitigate high risks to individuals' rights. The answer is D, assess and mitigate high risks to rights. DPIs identify, evaluate, and reduce privacy risks. Question 105. Which cross-border transfer mechanism relies on a legally recognized adequacy decision? Your choices are A, adequacy decision. B, standard contractual clauses. C, binding corporate rules. D, derogation for important public interest. The answer is A, adequacy decision. It permits transfers to jurisdictions deemed to provide adequate protection. Question 106. Under GDPR, which role decides the purposes and essential means of AI processing? Your choices are A, processor. B, controller. C, joint controller. D, subprocessor. The answer is B, controller. Controllers determine the why and core how of processing. Question 107. Which statement best describes the govern function in the NIST AI RMF? Your choices are A, defines measurement methods for accuracy and drift. B, conducts post-deployment incident response. C, sets organizational policies, roles, and accountability for AI risk. D, documents data lineage and provenance. The answer is C, sets policies, roles, accountability. Govern anchors the program-level guardrails. Question 108. Which ISO, /IEC standard specifically establishes an AI management system, AIMS, using a plan do check act cycle. Your choices are A, ISO/IEC 27001. D, ISO ISE 2389. Salas, ISO ISE 2389. D, ISO IEC 40001. The answer is D, ISO/IEC 42001. It defines AIMS governance using PDCA. Question 109. Which is most aligned with human-centered values and fairness under OECD AI principles? Your choices are A, ensuring AI supports human autonomy and avoids unjust bias. B, prioritizing compute efficiency over user rights. C, maximizing vendor lock-in. D, relying only on proprietary datasets. The answer is A, support autonomy and avoid unjust bias. Human-centric outcomes are core. Question 110. Under consumer protection regimes, a claim is most likely deceptive if your choices are A, any consumer misunderstood any part. B, a reasonable consumer is misled and it is material to their decision. C, a competitor disagrees. D, the claim is in a small font. The answer is B, reasonable consumer plus materiality. That's the standard for deception. Question 111. Which best describes unfairness in U.S. FTC terms? Your choices are A, any practice that reduces revenue. B, any misleading statement. C, a practice causing substantial injury, not reasonably avoidable and not outweighed by benefits. D, any omission of disclaimers. The answer is C, substantial unavoidable injury, not outweighed by benefits. That is the FTC unfairness test. Question 112. Which cross-border tool requires intra-group approval by a supervisory authority and enforces internal privacy rules across affiliates? Your choices are A, adequacy decision. B, codes of conduct. C, standard contractual clauses. D, binding corporate rules. The answer is D, binding corporate rules. BCRs formalize intra-group data transfer governance. Question 113. Which is most accurate about standard contractual clauses, SCCs, post-SRIMS 2? Your choices are A, SCCs may require supplemental measures following a transfer impact assessment. B, SCCs are obsolete. C, SCCs apply only within the EEA. D, SCCs alone always suffice. The answer is E, SCCs may need supplemental measures. TIs plus safeguards can be required. Question 114. Under GDPR, which statement about processors is correct? Your choices are A, they determine purposes and means. B, they process data on documented instructions from the controller. C, they're exempt from security obligations. D, they act as joint controllers by default. The answer is B, process on controller instructions. Processors follow and document controller directions. Question 115. Which EU AI Act concept most directly triggers obligations like risk management, data governance, and technical documentation? Your choices are A, voluntary code of conduct signatory. B, open source library. C, high-risk AI system. D, general advertising tool. The answer is C, high-risk AI system. High-risk classification activates core obligations. Question 116. Which activity is prohibited under the EU AI Act? Your choices are A, human oversight during deployment. B, subliminal techniques causing significant harm. C, accuracy reporting to users. D, post-market monitoring. The answer is B, prohibited manipulative practices causing harm. Question 117. Which duty is central to an EU AI Act quality management system, QMS, for high-risk AI? Your choices are A, establishing and maintaining policies, procedures, and controls across the lifecycle. B, financial auditing only. C, eliminating all model errors. D, guaranteeing 100% fairness. The answer is A, lifecycle QMS controls. QMS ensures systematic, repeatable governance. Question 118. Which ISO/IEC standard provides foundational AI terminology and concepts used across other AI standards? Your choices are A, ISO/IEC 27002. The answer is B, ISO/IEC 22989. It defines core terms and concepts. Question 119. Which statement is most consistent with ISO/IEC 23894? Your choices are A, prescribes mandatory algorithms. B, provides guidance on AI risk management across the lifecycle. C, replaces all sectoral safety standards. D, only for personal data processing. The answer is B, lifecycle AI risk guidance. Question 120. Which is the best purpose of model documentation, e.g., model cards, for high-risk systems? Your choices are A, marketing collateral. B, replacement for legal files. C, code obfuscation. D, auditable record of intended use, performance, limitations, and risks. The answer is D, auditable record. It supports transparency and oversight. Question 121. Which scenario most likely requires a DPIA under GDPR? Your choices are A, large-scale processing of special category data by an AI for eligibility decisions. B, publicly posting anonymized stats. C, processing a few employee phone numbers. D, training on purely synthetic data with no risk. The answer is A, large-scale special category plus eligibility. High risk to rights triggers DPIA. Question 122, which is most aligned with the NIST AI RMF measure function? Your choices are A, defining governance roles. B, establishing metrics and methods to assess AI risks and performance. C, creating vendor contracts. D, issuing transparency notice. The answer is B, metrics and methods. Question 123. Under consumer protection law, substantiation requires that. Your choices are A, competitors agree. B, consumers consent. C, claims are supported by reliable evidence before being made public. D, the product is open source. The answer is C, reliable evidence in advance. Question 124, which best describes purpose limitation under privacy law? Your choices are A, repurpose freely. B, processing must be compatible with a specified purpose or seek a new lawful basis. C, purpose statements optional if secure. D, only processors must comply. The answer is B, compatibility or new basis. Question 125, which is most accurate about consent as a lawful basis for AI training? Your choices are A, it must be freely given, specific, informed, unambiguous, and can be withdrawn. B, always the strongest basis. C, can be bundled as a condition. D, cannot be withdrawn. The answer is A, consent must meet strict criteria and is revocable. Question 126. Which U.S. concept best parallels EU legal obligation as a basis for processing? Your choices are A, COPPA safe harbor. B, statutory/regulatory requirements enforced by public authorities. C, private contract. D, non-binding guidelines. The answer is B, statutory/regulatory duty. Question 127. In AI product liability, a foreseeable risk that was not reasonably mitigated most likely leads to. Your choices are A, no liability if proprietary code. B, increased exposure for design or failure to warn defects. C, automatic criminal penalties. D, exemption under fair use. The answer is B, design/failure to warn exposure. Question 128. Which is an appropriate transparency control for chatbots interacting with consumers? Your choices are A, conceal AI identity. B, clearly disclose non-human interaction and limitations. C. Hide data collection practices. D. Require privacy waivers. The answer is B. Clear disclosure and limits. Question 129. Under EU AI Act obligations for high-risk systems, which is most central to lifecycle controls, your choices are A. Ongoing risk management process with monitoring and corrective actions. B. Static launch docs only. C. Annual marketing review. D. Social media sentiment tracking. The answer is A. Continuous risk management. Question 130. Which is most consistent with data minimization? Your choices are A. Collect everything for later. B. Collect only data necessary for stated purposes. C. Keep data indefinitely. D. Enrich with any third-party sources. The answer is B. Necessity-only collection. Question 131. Which statement best reflects privacy by design in AI? Your choices are A. Add privacy after deployment. B. Integrate privacy safeguards and defaults throughout the life cycle. C. Delegate risks to vendors. D. Rely on encryption alone. The answer is B. Lifecycle embedding of privacy. Question 132. Which is most accurate about text and data mining, TDM, exceptions for training? Your choices are A. Universally permit any content. B. Vary by jurisdiction and may include opt-out / conditions. C. Eliminate all licensing duties. D. Apply only to images. The answer is B. Jurisdiction-specific and conditional. Question 133, which describes a joint controller arrangement. Your choices are A. Two or more parties jointly determining purposes and means. B. A vendor acting solely on instructions. C. Any cloud host. D. A subprocessor hired by a processor. The answer is A. Jointly determining purposes / means. Question 134. Under consumer law, which practice is most likely an unfair, dark pattern? Your choices are A. Clear opt-in. B. Symmetric accept / decline. C. Obscuring the decline option behind extra clicks and confusing labels. D. Accessible privacy dashboards. The answer is C. Obstructive design that nudges unwanted consent. Question 135. Which best characterizes accuracy, robustness, and cybersecurity requirements in the EU AI Act? Your choices are A. Optional for high risk. B. Require appropriate testing, resilience, and protections against attacks. C. Mandate releasing weights. D. Apply only to GPAI. The answer is B. Testing and resilience obligations. Question 136, which is most aligned with ISO/IEC 42001 internal audit requirements. Your choices are A. One-time pre-release audit. B. Periodic audits of AIMS effectiveness and conformity. C. Audits only after incidents. D. Audits by the product manager alone. The answer is B. Periodic AIMS audits. Question 137. Which statement about special category data is most accurate? Your choices are A. It covers data like health, biometrics, and racial/ethnic origin. B. Includes any purchase history. C. Is always anonymized. D. Exempt from DPI requirements. The answer is A. Sensitive categories need extra safeguards. Question 138. Which is most appropriate when licensing a third-party dataset for model training? Your choices are A. Assume implied permission. B. Review terms for scope, redistribution limits, TDM rights, and attribution. C. Only check file formats. D. Ignore sublicensing. The answer is B. Comprehensive license review. Question 139. Which scenario most likely triggers cross-border transfer rules? Your choices are A. Local processing of anonymized aggregates. B. On-prem synthetic data evaluation. C. Uploading EU personal data to a non-adequate third-country cloud for training. D. Edge processing with no remote storage. The answer is C. transfers to non-adequate destinations. Question 140. Which is best practice for substantiation of AI performance claims? Your choices are A. Rely on vendor datasheets. B. Cite social testimonials. C. Internal opinions. D. Maintain reproducible testing evidence aligned to intended use and context. The answer is D. Reproducible context fit evidence. Question 141. Under GDPR, which is most accurate about pseudonymization? Your choices are A. It reduces linkability but remains personal data. B. It irreversibly removes identifiability. C. It allows free sharing without safeguards. D. It equals anonymization. The answer is A. Still personal data under GDPR. Question 142. Which NIST AI RMF activity belongs primarily to manage? Your choices are A. Establish a formal risk register, incident response, and corrective actions. B. Define high-level principles. C. Draft privacy notices. D. Select programming languages. The answer is A. Operational risk handling. Question 143. Which principle is core to OECD's transparency and explainability? Your choices are A. Withhold information to protect IP only. B. Provide meaningful information appropriate to stakeholders and context. C. Disclose all source code. D. Publish trade secrets. The answer is B. Stakeholder appropriate transparency. Question 144. Which liability theory is most relevant when an AI product's warnings were insufficient relative to known risks? Your choices are A. Design defect only. B. Failure to warn. C. Copyright infringement. D. Breach of confidence. The answer is B. Failure to warn. Question 145. Which statement best reflects the accountability principle in privacy law? Your choices are A. Controllers must be able to demonstrate compliance with obligations. B. Processors are solely responsible. C. Accountability ends after deployment. D. Optional if vendors are used. The answer is A. Demonstrable compliance. Question 146. Which approach is best aligned with fairness obligations in credit underwriting? Your choices are A. Use protected attributes directly. B. Test for disparate impact and mitigate using consistent, explainable methods. C. Hide features from auditors. D. Disclose only global accuracy. The answer is B. Measure and mitigate disparate impact. Question 147. Which is most appropriate for records of processing under GDPR? Your choices are A. Keep only for high-risk systems. B. Not required if consent is used. C. Maintain accurate, up-to-date records including categories, purposes, and transfers. D. Required only for processors. The answer is C. Comprehensive ROPA. Question 148. In the EU AI Act conformity assessment for high-risk systems, which is most accurate? Your choices are A. Only internal checks are allowed. B. All systems need third-party certification. C. Applies only post-market. D. The route depends on classification, harmonized standards, and whether a notified body is required. The answer is D. Route depends on system and standards. Question 149. Which statement best reflects data retention under privacy rules? Your choices are A. Define retention aligned to purpose and delete or anonymize when no longer needed. B. Retain indefinitely for analytics. C. Vendors decide retention. D. Encryption makes retention irrelevant. The answer is A. Purpose-bound retention with deletion/anonymization. Question 150. Which is most appropriate when vendors use subprocessors? Your choices are A. Allow any subprocessor quietly. B. Require prior authorization/notice and flowdown of equivalent obligations. C. Ignore transfer locations. D. Permit unlimited onward transfers. The answer is B. Authorization plus flowdown controls. Question 151. Which transparency practice is best for consumer chatbots making recommendations? Your choices are A. Provide clear disclosures of AI involvement and material limitations. B. Hide conflicts of interest. C. Use aggressive urgency cues. D. Present claims without evidence. The answer is A. Clear AI disclosure and limits. This supports informed decisions and reduces deception risk. Question 152. Which IP concept is most implicated by using copyrighted works in training data without permission where no exception applies? Your choices are A. Trade dress. B. Fair use / exception analysis. C. Patent exhaustion. D. Passing off. The answer is B. Fair use / exception analysis. If no exception, e.g., fair use / TDM, applies, unlicensed copying can infringe. Analysis focuses on whether an exception could lawfully cover the use. Question 153. Which is most consistent with lawful compatibility assessment for secondary use? Your choices are A. Reuse for unrelated marketing without notice. B. Assume compatibility with encryption. C. Assess link to original purpose, context, safeguards, and expectations. D. Defer only to vendor privacy policy. The answer is C. Assess link to original purpose, context, safeguards, and expectations. Compatibility evaluates relationship to the initial purpose and user expectations with appropriate controls. Question 154. Which is best practice for model explainability in adverse decisions? Your choices are A. Provide only accuracy scores. B. Cite proprietary status to refuse any explanation. C. Share raw training data. D. Provide reason codes and meaningful feature-level rationale appropriate to the audience. The answer is D. Provide reason codes and meaningful rationale. Explanations should be understandable, actionable, and tailored to the affected audience. Question 155. Which best describes a code of conduct under GDPR? Your choices are A. Voluntary framework approved by authorities to demonstrate compliance in certain areas. B. Binding international treaty. C. Criminal law requirement. D. Replacement for SCCs. The answer is A. Voluntary framework approved by authorities. It helps demonstrate compliance for defined processing contexts. Question 156. Which practice is most aligned with security of processing for AI? Your choices are A. Disable logging to save compute. B. Apply defense in depth, encryption, access controls, monitoring, and secure pipelines. C. Share credentials across teams. D. Use public buckets by default. The answer is B. Defense in depth and secure pipelines. Security spans technical and procedural layers across the lifecycle. Question 157. Which scenario most likely requires child-specific protections? Your choices are A. Enterprise HR tool for adults. B. A B2B code analyzer. C. An AI homework assistant collecting data from users under 13. D. An on-prem EDL pipeline. The answer is C. AI assistant for under 13 users. Children's data triggers heightened, specific protections and consent regimes. Question 158. Which best captures data provenance and lineage obligations? Your choices are log-only code commits. B. Record-only compute hours. C. Focus solely on UI testing. D. Track origins, transformations, and quality gates across the AI lifecycle. The answer is D. Track origins / transformations / quality gates. Provenance and lineage enable auditability and accountability. Question 159. Which GDPR right is most relevant when a person asks to receive their data in a structured, machine-readable format? Your choices are A. Right to data portability. B. Right to erasure. C. Right of access. D. Right to object. The answer is A. Data portability. It enables receiving and reusing personal data across services. Question 160. Which statement about automated decision-making with legal or similarly significant effects is most accurate? Your choices are A. Always permitted without safeguards. B. May trigger heightened rights, transparency, and human review opportunities. C. Applies only to marketing. D. Exempt if AI is accurate. The answer is B. Heightened rights and transparency. Such decisions require additional protections and potential human intervention. Question 161. Which is most consistent with responsible policy for using web scrape data? Your choices are A. Ignore website terms and robots directives. B. Assume public equals free. C. Assess legality, terms, consent signals, and opt-outs. Document TDM rights. D. Store scrape PII indefinitely. The answer is C. Assess legality, / terms, / opt-outs and document rights. Scraping must respect legal and contractual limits. Question 162. Which practice is best for open source license compliance and models? Your choices are A. Ignore attribution clauses. B. Track licenses but skip copyleft. C. Strip headers. D. Track licenses, comply with notice/attribution, and respect copyleft obligations. The answer is D. Comply with license terms including attribution/copyleft. Noncompliance creates IP risk. Question 163. Which statement about anonymization is most accurate? Your choices are A. True anonymization requires that individuals are no longer identifiable by any reasonably likely means. B. It's identical to masking. C. Achieved by hashing emails. D. Easy to guarantee for any data set. The answer is A. No reasonable re-identification. Effective anonymization is context-dependent and stringent. Question 164. Which best characterizes UDAP/UDAP risk in AI marketing? Your choices are A. Purely criminal law. B. Deceptive or unfair acts or practices harming consumers. C. Only applies to B2B tools. D. Irrelevant if disclaimers exist. The answer is B. Deceptive/unfair practices. Marketing must avoid deception and substantial, unavoidable harm. Question 165. Which is most aligned with the EU AI Act's post-market monitoring? Your choices are A. One-time testing pre-launch. B. Annual user survey only. C. Ongoing monitoring, incident logging, and corrective actions. D. Pierre Annoncement. The answer is C. Ongoing monitoring and remediation. Lifecycle oversight continues after release. Question 166. Which statement best reflects lawfulness, fairness, and transparency? Your choices are A. Process first, explain later. B. Allow opt-out via support tickets only. C. Keep notices vague. D. Ensure a valid lawful basis, avoid unjust impacts, and provide meaningful notices. The answer is D. Lawful basis plus fairness plus transparent notices. Question 167. Which approach is best for validating a high-risk AI's fairness claims? Your choices are A. Independent, reproducible testing with appropriate metrics and confidence intervals. B. Internal belief. C. Social media polls. D. NDA-protected statements. The answer is A. Independent reproducible testing. Robust validation uses fit-for-purpose fairness metrics. Question 168. Which best describes compatibility under purpose limitation for model fine-tuning? Your choices are A. Always compatible for different purposes. B. Evaluate original purpose, user expectations, and safeguards. C. Irrelevant post-collection. D. Depends only on model size. The answer is B. Evaluate purpose/expectations/safeguards. Question 169. Which is most appropriate for transparency in generative AI outputs used in consumer contexts? Your choices are A. Hide AI involvement. B. Share source weights. C. Disclose AI-generated nature where material to user understanding. D. Offer no provenance. The answer is C. Disclose AI generation when material. This reduces deception and sets expectations. Question 170. Which statement best reflects records and documentation in the EU AI Act? Your choices are A. Optional for high-risk systems. B. Marketing materials suffice. C. Only error logs are required. D. Maintain technical documentation, logs, and conformity evidence to enable oversight. The answer is D. Maintain documentation and logs. Records support audits and market surveillance. Question 171. Which is most aligned with ISO/IEC 42001 leadership requirements? Your choices are A. Leadership sets policy, roles, resources, and promotes continual improvement. B. Leadership delegates all responsibilities. C. Leadership focuses solely on KPIs. D. Leadership is optional. The answer is A. Leadership commitment and resources. Top management drives AIMS effectiveness. Question 172. Which scenario most likely triggers right to erasure? Your choices are A. Any request always. B. Data no longer necessary for the purpose and no overriding legitimate grounds. C. Active litigation hold. D. Statutory retention mandates. The answer is B. No longer necessary and no overriding grounds. Legal holds or retention laws can limit deletion. Question 173. Which is best control for model inversion and membership inference risks? Your choices are A. Ignore privacy risks. B. Provide unrestricted public APIs. C. Apply differential privacy, access controls, and monitor unusual queries. D. Log nothing. The answer is C. DP plus access controls plus monitoring. Question 174. Which statement best reflects controller processor contracts, DPAs? Your choices are A. Optional for trusted partners. B. Only needed with SCCs. C. Replace all other contracts. D. Must include processing subject matter, duration, nature, purpose, data types, and security obligations. The answer is D. Detailed DPA terms required. Question 175. Which factor is most important in assessing legitimate interests? Your choices are A. Balancing controller interests against data subject, rights, and expectations. B. Vendor preference. C. Model size. D. Compute budget. The answer is A. The balancing test. Question 176. Which practice is most aligned with fair lending and anti-discrimination? Your choices are A. Use proxy features without testing. B. Perform pre- and post-deployment bias testing, document mitigation, and governance. C. Rely on published benchmarks only. D. Id adverse decision. The answer is B. Test/mitigate/document fairness. Question 177. Which statement about adequacy decisions is most accurate? Your choices are A. Issue by companies. C. Private certifications. D. Eliminate all other obligations. B. Government/authority determinations that a country ensures essentially equivalent protection. The answer is B. Authority level adequacy finding. Question 178. Which best captures technical documentation under EU AI Act? Your choices are A. A brief marketing brochure. C. A privacy policy only. D. Evidence that the system meets essential requirements, including design, data, testing, risk controls, and monitoring. B. A code repository alone. The answer is D. Comprehensive evidence of conformity. Question 179. Which control is most suitable for mitigating dataset IP risks and training? Your choices are A. Maintain license inventories, respect TDM opt-outs, and obtain permissions where required. B. Assume fair use globally. C. Rely on model complexity. D. Ignore license terms if non-commercial. The answer is A. Proactive license/TDM compliance. Question 180. Which statement best reflects consumer materiality in deception analysis? Your choices are A, materiality equals clicks. B, a representation likely to affect a reasonable consumer's decision is material. C, only price claims are material. D, any trivial misstatement is material. The answer is B, likely to affect decisions. Question 181. Under the EUAI Act, which practice is explicitly prohibited? Your choices are A, publishing model cards. C, social scoring by public authorities that leads to detrimental treatment. B, internal AIMS audits. D, vendor due diligence. The answer is C, detrimental social scoring by public authorities. Question 182. Which NIST AI RMF function is best associated with selecting metrics for robustness and bias? Your choices are A, govern. B, map. D, measure. C, manage. The answer is D, measure. It covers metrics, methods, and testing. Question 183. Which privacy principle requires that personal data be collected for specified, explicit purposes? Your choices are A, purpose limitation. B, storage limitation. C, integrity and confidentiality. D, accuracy. The answer is A, purpose limitation. Question 184. Which statement best reflects the role of a data protection officer, DPO? Your choices are A, approves invoices. B, advises on compliance, monitors, and acts as contact with authorities. C, draft source code. D, once pricing. The answer is B, advisory / monitoring / contact role. Question 185. Which copyright concept is most relevant to reproducing training images in a dataset without permission? Your choices are A, first sale doctrine. C, derivative works. B, patent claims. D, trade dress. The answer is C, derivative works. Unauthorized reproduction / adaptations can implicate derivative works rights. Question 186. For cross-border transfers, which assessment evaluates foreign surveillance and redress risks? Your choices are A, DPIA. C, product safety assessment. D, transfer impact assessment. B, penetration test report. The answer is D, TIA. It evaluates third country legal context and necessary safeguards. Question 187. Which consumer disclosure best mitigates deception risk in AI-generated reviews? Your choices are A, clear, conspicuous disclosure that content is AI-generated and promotional. B, no disclosure if positive. C, hidden footnote disclosure. D, disclosure only to regulators. The answer is A, clear and conspicuous disclosure. Question 188. Under GDPR, which right enables individuals to obtain a copy of their personal data? Your choices are A, right to rectification. B, right of access. C, right to restriction. D, right to object. The answer is B, right of access. Question 189. Which ISO/IEC standard focuses on privacy information management systems? Your choices are A, ISO/IEC 27001. Suthus, ISO IEC 27001. D, ISO IEC 27001. D, ISO IEC 23894. The answer is C, ISO/IEC 27001. It extends 27001 for privacy management. Question 190. Which is the best control for verifying AI advertising performance claims? Your choices are A, trust vendor marketing. B, use testimonials only. C, private emails from partners. D, maintain test protocols, data sets, and reproducible results. The answer is D, reproducible documented testing. Question 191. Which principle requires timely deletion or anonymization once data is no longer necessary? Your choices are A, storage limitation. B, accuracy. C, purpose expansion. D. Open data. The answer is A. Storage limitation. Question 192. Which actor is primarily responsible for deciding whether a DPIA is required? Your choices are A. Processor. B. Controller. C. Subprocessor. D. Auditor. The answer is B. Controller. Question 193. Under EUAI Act, which systems are high risk? Your choices are A. AI for memes. B. Open source research only. C. AI in safety critical or regulated areas, such as employment or essential services. D. Any AI used for games. The answer is C. Safety critical / regulated systems. Question 194. Which licensing clause often restricts redistribution of data sets used for training? Your choices are A. Patent exhaustion. B. First sale. C. Implied warranty. D. Sublicensing rights. The answer is D. Sublicensing rights. Redistribution frequently hinges on sublicensing permissions. Question 195. Which best mitigates unfairness risk in subscription cancellation flows? Your choices are A. Symmetric cancel versus keep choices and clear timing. B. Complex off-ramps. C. Auto-renew with no notice. D. Idunfe. The answer is A. Symmetric, clear choices. Avoid dark patterns. Question 196. Which statement best aligns with ISO/IEC 22989 usage? Your choices are A. It is a certification scheme. B. It harmonizes terminology and concepts to support consistent AI governance. C. Mandates encryption algorithms. D. Sets consumer fine levels. The answer is B. Shared terminology / concepts. Question 197. Which data category typically requires heightened safeguards under privacy regimes? Your choices are A. Public tweets about weather. B. Non-personal telemetry. C. Special category data like health or biometrics. D. Randomized IDs with no link. The answer is C. Special category data. Question 198. Which measure reduces re-identification risk in released evaluation datasets? Your choices are A. Shared direct identifiers. B. Publish raw logs. C. Keep IP addresses. D. Apply k-anonymity or differential privacy and remove quasi-identifiers. The answer is D. DP/k-anonymity and quasi-identifier removal. Question 199. Which is the most appropriate notice for cookie-based tracking used to train recommendation models? Your choices are A. Clear notice with purposes, choices, and lawful basis where required. B. None if anonymized after 90 days. C. Notice only on checkout page. D. Only in a PDF policy. The answer is A. Clear purpose / choice / basis notice. Question 200. Which best practice supports copyright compliance for training on web content? Your choices are A. Ignore robots.txt and TOS. B. Respect opt-out mechanisms, TDM exceptions, and obtain licenses when needed. C. Assume public equals free. D. Rely on downstream indemnity only. The answer is B. Respect opt-outs / exceptions and license. Question 201. Which is most aligned with EUAI Act transparency for biometric categorization? Your choices are A. No notice needed. C. Provide clear information about the operation and human oversight where applicable. B. Share source code. D. Silence to avoid bias. The answer is C. Clear information and oversight. Question 202. Which U.S. law primarily regulates deceptive endorsements and testimonials? Your choices are A. DMCA. B. FCRA only. C. Lanham Act only. D. FTC Act. The answer is D. FTC Act. The FTC enforces against deceptive endorsements and testimonials. Question 203. During early model design, a governance review asks for success criteria that are both business aligned and testable. Which requirement best satisfies this? Your choices are A. AUROCK greater than or equal to 0.84 on the lock validation set, representing target populations. B. Be best in class for our industry. C. Executives should understand it. D. Outperform competitors by a wide margin. The answer is A. AUROCK greater than or equal to 0.84 on the lock validation set, representing target populations. It is measurable, threshold, and tied to the intended population. Question 204. A program requires traceability from business requirement model requirement test case evidence. Which artifact most directly links a model requirement to specific verification procedures? Your choices are A. Model card. B. Test plan with requirement to test traceability matrix. C. Data catalog. D. Release note. The answer is B. Test plan with requirement to test traceability matrix. It maps each requirement to concrete tests and evidence. Question 205. Which practice most reduces the risk of data leakage during development? Your choices are A. Add more features from all tables. B. Targeting code on full dataset before split. C. Split by entity slash time before pre-processing. Fit transforms only on training folds. D. K-means clustering prior to train slash test split. The answer is C. Split by entity slash time and fit only on training folds. This prevents future slash target information from leaking into validation. Question 206. A governance gate requires a baseline model. What is the primary purpose of the baseline? Your choices are A. Guarantee fairness. B. Provide interpretability only. C. Serve as an ensemble member. D. Define a minimum reference to justify added complexity and risk. The answer is D. Define a minimum reference. It justifies complexity against a simple, auditable standard. Question 207. A feature store is introduced to improve reproducibility. Which control is most critical? Your choices are A. Version features with immutable definitions and lineage. B. Remove feature descriptions. C. Allow dynamic feature overrides. D. Disable access logs. The answer is A. Version features with immutable definitions and lineage. This ensures consistent recomputation and traceability. Question 208. Your team proposes synthetic data to augment a rare class. Which action should occur before training? Your choices are A. Skip documentation. B. Validate representativeness slash bias slash privacy. Record rationale and generation parameters. C. Only confirm volume increase. D. Merge synthetic and test sets. The answer is B. Validate and document. Synthetic data must be assessed for realism, bias, and privacy. Question 209. Which practice best ensures experiment reproducibility across compute environments? Your choices are A. Rely on memory for versions. B. Save only model weights. C. Capture seeds, package hashes, container images, and accelerators in an experiment tracker. D. Share code via chat. The answer is C. Comprehensive environment capture. Reproducibility relies on fixed code plus ENV plus hardware metadata. Question 210. A checklist requires explainability at design time. What satisfies this? Your choices are A. Add SHAP after deployment. B. Use the most complex model. C. Rely on user training. D. Select families that support required explanations, pilot methods on prototypes. The answer is D. Design time model slash method selection and pilots. Build explainability into architecture choices. Question 211. In a regulated use case, the design review requests a decision rights map. Which mapping is most appropriate? Your choices are A. List of developers. B. RACI covering data, modeling, validation, risk, legal, and release approvals. C. Sprint burndown. D. Licensing inventory. The answer is B. A RACI. It clarifies accountability and approvals across functions. Question 212. Which approach best addresses sampling bias during dataset creation? Your choices are A, easiest populations only. B, convenience data, then adjust later. C, stratify to target population, document gaps. Mitigate via weighting / collection. D, oversample majority class. The answer is C, stratify and document gaps with mitigations. Start with representative collection, not fixes after. Question 213. A team requests a waiver to skip robustness testing. Which response aligns with prudent risk management? Your choices are A, approve permanently. B, reject all waivers. C, evaluate risk, add compensating controls, time box the waiver with remediation plan, and record risk acceptance. D, defer to data scientist. The answer is C, controlled, time-boxed waiver with mitigations. Record and manage the risk formally. Question 214. During feature engineering, what control most directly supports auditability? Your choices are A, freeform notes. B, automated lineage from sources through transforms to inputs. C, weekly emails. D, delete intermediates. The answer is B, automated lineage. It provides verifiable end-to-end traceability. Question 215. Which statement best defines a locked validation set? Your choices are A, modifiable for iteration. B, derived post-tuning. C, pre-registered and held constant for unbiased selection and claims. D, subset of training. The answer is C, pre-registered and held constant. It prevents moving the goalposts. Question 216. A design review requires risk-informed model selection. Which satisfies this? Your choices are A, always choose black box. B, choose the simplest model meeting thresholds when opacity risk is high. C, choose newest architecture. D, let marketing decide. The answer is B, prefers simple sufficiency when opacity risk matters. Question 217. Which control most prevents inadvertent use of prohibited attributes? Your choices are A, social norms. B, policy saying be careful. C, schema-level attribute classes with automated checks and block joins. D, remove all demographics always. The answer is C, technical enforcement at schema/pipeline level. Question 218. A governance plan calls for checkpointing during training. Primary purpose? Your choices are A, increase GPU use. B, save intermediate states for rollback, divergence analysis, reproducibility. C, shorten epochs. D, rendomise optimise. The answer is B, save intermediate states. It enables safe rollback and diagnostics. Question 219. What is the most appropriate evidence that fairness requirements were considered? Your choices are A, belief the model is fair. B, meeting invite. C, documented metrics, subgroup plans, thresholds, and results. D, corporate value statement. The answer is C, documented fairness plans / results. Question 220. Which practice best reduces concept drift risk before deployment? Your choices are A, assume stationarity. B, overfit historical quirks. C, stability over time analysis, shift simulation, and defining monitoring features / alert thresholds. D, remove temporal features. The answer is C, analyze stability and plan monitoring. Question 221. The board asks for a model bill of materials, MBOM. What should it primarily include? Your choices are A, model weights only. B, dependencies, data refs, / versions, features, seeds, code commit, environment, licenses, constraints. C, executive BIOS. D, floor plan. The answer is B, full ingredients list. It supports reproducibility and compliance. Question 222. Manual label corrections are proposed without documentation. Govern response? Your choices are A, allow for speed. B, require a label quality plan, sampling, agreement, correction criteria, audit trail, version label datasets. C, ignore labels. D, Only correct obvious ones. The answer is B, label quality governance. Question 223. Which control best addresses, p-hacking, and model selection? Your choices are A, try thousands report best. B, pre-register protocol. Use locked validation. Adjust for multiple comparisons where relevant. C, share only top metrics. D, tune until desired. The answer is B, pre-registration and proper testing discipline. Question 224. In a governed MLOps pipeline, which gate precedes production? Your choices are A, idea submission. B, data discovery. C, release readiness review with evidence package and rollback plan. D, holiday calendar check. The answer is C, release readiness review. Question 225. A change control board asks for impact scope changes. Which example fits? Your choices are A, we change something. B, updated feature X, retrain version 1.4 on dataset version 3.1. Expected plus 0.5% ORAC, no threshold changes, rollback, version 1.3. C, new model faster. D, performance improved. The answer is B, detailed impact scope change. Question 226. What is the primary governance risk of using an unversioned third-party embedding model? Your choices are A, more interpretability. B, stability guaranteed. C, vendor may update weights silently, breaking reproducibility and certification. D, lower latency. The answer is C, silent vendor changes. Question 227. Which validation design best guards against temporal leakage? Your choices are A, random K-fold on intermix time. B, time-based splits with training strictly before validation slash test. C, shuffle across dates. D, train on latest, test on oldest. The answer is B, forward chaining slash time splits. Question 228. A design review asks for requirements traceability to harms. Which deliverable answers this? Your choices are A, architecture diagram. B, risk register mapping harms to controls, tests, and acceptance thresholds. C, velocity chart. D, code style guide. The answer is B, risk register with mappings. Question 229. In feature management, which practice most reduces instability across retrains? Your choices are A, volatile log features. B, stable business event windows, frozen join logic, and data quality checks. C, change SQL each sprint. D, drop time windows. The answer is B, stable definitions and DQ checks. Question 230. Main purpose of ablation studies in governed development? Your choices are A, test UI colors. B, quantify incremental contribution and risk of components versus baseline. C, increase training cost. D, ensure interpretability. The answer is B, quantify component value slash risk. Question 231. Model registry, governance value best described as. Your choices are A, social feed. B, random file store. C, controlled catalog of versions, lineage, approvals, deployment status, immutable artifacts, audit trails. D, scratch space. The answer is C, controlled catalog with auditability. Question 232. Validation great, pilot poor. Next governance step? Your choices are A, declare success. B, ignore pilot. C, investigate domain shift. Revisit sampling, covariates, thresholds, update risk assessment. D, launch anyway. The answer is C, analyze domain shift and adjust. Question 233. Which practice best mitigates overfitting during hyperparameter tuning? Your choices are A, tune on test set. B, nested CV or separate tuning folds with early stopping and regularization. C, maximize epochs. D, remove validation. The answer is B, proper tuning discipline. Question 234. A standard mandates evidence of robustness. Which artifact provides it? Your choices are A, team confidence. B, adversarial slash perturbation tests, stress tests at distribution edges, documented outcomes versus thresholds. C, product brochure. D, internal memo. The answer is B, robustness test evidence versus thresholds. Question 235. For LLM fine-tuning, which control most addresses unintended memorization of sensitive content? Your choices are A, max context length. B, differential privacy, curated slash consented corpora with redaction and memorization checks. C, longer training. D, more parameters. The answer is B, DP plus curated data plus checks. Question 236. Design review requests, assumptions, and constraints. Which best fits? Your choices are, it will be great. B, weekly pattern and feature X. Latency less than or equal to 100 milliseconds. Memory less than or equal to 4 gigabytes. C, we will work hard. D, marketing loves it. The answer is B, explicit assumptions and resource limits. Question 237. Which measure most supports comparability across experiments? Your choices are A, rename metrics each run. B, standard metric definitions, fixed dataset versions, uniform evaluation scripts in CI. C, custom scripts per dev D, ignore failed runs. The answer is B, standardized metrics slash data slash eval. Question 238. Reviewer asks whether the model is safe to fail. Which artifact addresses this? Your choices are A, press release. B, rollback slash runbook with automated reversion to prior approved model and data checkpoints. C, longer training. D, holiday freeze. The answer is B, rollback slash runbook with automation. Question 239. Which activity reduces hidden dependencies, breaking future retrains? Your choices are A, hard-coded paths. B, vendoring transient datasets. C, as is usage. D, declarative data contracts and schema evolution policy with contract tests in CI. The answer is D, data contracts plus CI tests. Question 240. During validation, subgroup size is small. Most appropriate govern approach? Your choices are A, ignore subgroup. B, pool and skip subgroup metrics. C, report uncertainty. Use small sample methods. Plan targeted data collection where risk is high. D, drop fairness analysis. The answer is C, acknowledge uncertainty and plan data. Question 241. Which statement best captures release readiness? Your choices are A, training doesn't crash. B, evidence package, traceability, metrics versus thresholds, risks, tests, sign-offs, rollback plan. C, team enthusiasm. D, mini code comments. The answer is B, complete auditable evidence package. Question 242. To justify a more complex model, what should be provided? Your choices are A, artistic diagrams. B, proof complexity improves risk-adjusted performance over baseline with acceptable trade-offs. C, promise to monitor. D, Vendorcote. The answer is B, demonstrated net benefit versus baseline. Question 243. Which practice limits contamination when checking target leakage? Your choices are A, engineer features after combining splits. B, build features on training folds. Derive validation features using only training fit transforms. C, choose leakage insensitive metrics. D, shuffle time. The answer is B, isolate feature engineering per split. Question 244. Which artifact shows model claims are stable over time? Your choices are A, single snapshot. B, longitudinal validation with time slices and stability envelopes versus thresholds. C, informal talk. D, one pager. The answer is B, longitudinal slash time slice validation. Question 245. A risk review asks for model constraints. Best example? Your choices are A, works most of the time. B, not validated OD beyond ranges X. Y, abstain when uncertainty T. C, code is elegant. D. We use GPUs. The answer is B. Explicit operating limits / abstention rules. Question 246. For CV labeling, which control most improves label quality? Your choices are A. Single annotator. B. Multi-rater protocol with gold items. IRR targets, adjudication rules. C. Outsource blindly. D. Raise pay only. The answer is B. Multi-rater with quality controls. Question 247. Which evaluation structure supports unbiased comparison across many candidates? Your choices are A. Different datasets per model. B. Reuse tuned validation set. C. Fixed harness with identical datasets, seeds, metrics, and reports. D. Dev-chosen metrics. The answer is C. Fixed evaluation harness. Question 248. A reviewer requests evidence of generalization. Which qualifies? Your choices are A. Training performance. B. Held out test across representative segments with uncertainty intervals. C. Epic count. D. Parameter count. The answer is B. Representative held out tests with intervals. Question 249. In text classification, vocabulary drifts quarterly. Appropriate development action? Your choices are A. Ignore drift. B. Freeze model forever. C. Add drift probes in validation. Update baselines. Design monitoring features for shifting terms. D. Remove text features. The answer is C. Probe and monitor for drift. Question 250. Best documentation of data provenance? Your choices are A. From DBX. B. Lineage graph of sources, windows, transforms, joins, filters, and dataset version IDs. C. From data lake. D. Collected recently. The answer is B. Detailed lineage graph with versions. Question 251. Team wants compression for latency. Most critical governance question? Your choices are A. Is it trendy? B. Will quantization / pruning maintain accuracy / fairness thresholds on the intended distribution? C. Slide count? D. Double GPUs? The answer is B. Validate thresholds post-compression. Question 252. Which practice supports transparent comparison with the incumbent? Your choices are A. Different KPIs. B. Identical datasets / metrics. Report deltas with statistical tests and operational trade-offs. C. Training loss only. D. Anecdote. The answer is B. Like-for-like evaluation with statistics and ops impacts. Question 253. Why maintain a separate analysis environment from training / validation pipelines? Your choices are A. Allow undocumented experiments. B. Double compute cost. C. Separate exploration while keeping training / validation deterministic and reproducible. D. Avoid version control. The answer is C. Separate exploration while keeping training / validation deterministic and reproducible. This preserves rigor for official results while enabling freeform analysis. Question 254. Which control reduces risk of degraded performance after dependency update? Your choices are A. Auto update in prod. B. Weekly updates without tests. C. Manual checks only. D. Pin dependencies with lock files, record hashes, run regression tests in CI. The answer is D. Pin plus hash plus CI regression tests. It prevents silent behavioral changes. Question 255. Primary governance reason to use seed control in stochastic training? Your choices are A. Enable exact reproducibility and audit comparisons. B. Improve accuracy. C. Speed up training. D. Enable ensembling. The answer is A. Enable exact reproducibility and audit comparisons. Seeds make results traceable. Question 256. For tabular models, which practice reduces label noise impact? Your choices are A. Ignore mislabel cases. B. Robust losses, noise-aware training, targeted relabeling via uncertainty sampling. C. Shrink dataset. D. Drop hard subgroups. The answer is B. robust losses plus noise-aware relabeling. It reduces bias from noisy labels. Question 257. Model-specific hazards documentation. Best example? Your choices are A. NNs are complex. C. Gradient boosting on sparse features risks spurious splits. Mitigations. Monotonic constraints, feature audits. B. We love transformers. D. Hardware may fail. The answer is C. Hazards with concrete mitigations. It's actionable and model-specific. Question 258. Team proposes active learning. What condition before adding queried labels to training? Your choices are A. Skip quality checks. B. Add all immediately. C. Replace baseline. D. Document sampling policy. Check representativeness. Separate validation to avoid feedback loops. The answer is D. Document plus representativeness plus clean validation. Question 259. Which metric choice aligns with minimizing false negatives in a safety-critical classifier? Your choices are A. Optimize accuracy only. B. Optimize Mozruf Eyrigirdles. C. Prioritize recall with explicit threshold policy and trade-offs. D. Use ORAC exclusively. The answer is C. Prioritize recall with policy. Missing positives is costly. Question 260. In LLM fine-tuning, which practice supports traceability of instruction data? Your choices are A. Mix sources without notes. B. Keep only final sonal. C. Maintain per example consent / legal basis, source attribution, transform logs, version snapshots. D. Delete intermediates. The answer is C. Per example provenance and rights. Question 261. Program mandates HITL for uncertain predictions. What must development deliver? Your choices are A. Vague review statement. C. Calibrated uncertainty or abstention with thresholds and escalation paths. B. Support email. D. Dashboard theme. The answer is C. Calibrated uncertainty plus escalation. Question 262. Which validation strategy supports claims about stability across regions? Your choices are A. Global aggregate only. B. Single cities data. D. Stratify by region. Adequate samples, per-region metrics with uncertainty, analyze variance drivers. C. Downweight small regions. The answer is D. Per-region stratified evaluation. Question 263. Which practice best documents rationale for chosen loss function? Your choices are A. Mapping harm/cost to loss properties. Alternatives considered. Empirical results versus thresholds. B. Default in library. C. Team preference. D. Short training time. The answer is A. Harm-aligned justification with evidence. Question 264. You plan to use weak supervision. Which governs safeguard is most important? Your choices are A. Hide labeling functions. B. Track coverage/conflict. Calibrate labels. Hold out clean test. Document heuristics and risks. C. Merge with test set. D. Skip calibration. The answer is B. Coverage/conflict tracking plus clean tests. Question 265. Which activity belongs in a data readiness review before model build? Your choices are A. Brand style check. B. Office seating plan. C. Schema validation. Missingness profile. Drift versus baseline. License/usage rights confirmation. D. Team survey. The answer is C. Technical quality plus rights checks. Question 266. What is the main governance value of deterministic data pipelines? Your choices are A. Faster dashboards. C. Less storage. D. Nisi code. B. Reproducible datasets with versioned outputs enabling audit and rollback. The answer is B. Reproducible, auditable outputs. Question 267. Which choice best aligns with privacy by design and development? Your choices are A. Minimize and pseudonymize. Use local aggregation. Document lawful basis and data rights. B. Collect everything now. C. Ignore DSRs. D. Share raw data widely. The answer is A. Embed privacy control from start. Question 268. A team wants to include external benchmarks. Proper govern approach? Your choices are A. Copy metrics from blogs. B. Verify benchmark license. Match task definitions. Report protocol differences and compute variance. C. Assume same task. D. Ignore hardware. The answer is B. Licensed apples to apples benchmarking. Question 269. How should you treat hyperparameter search spaces under governance? Your choices are A. Unlimited random search. C. Pre-register ranges, cap trials, track seeds and budgets, avoid peaking. B. Tune until when. D. Hide logs. The answer is C. Controlled and transparent tuning. Question 270. What belongs in a version manifest for a train model? Your choices are A. Model name only. C. Team members. D. Data/feature versions, code commit, environment, seeds, hyperparams, training time window. B. Slide deck. The answer is D. Full version ingredients. Question 271. Which test best validates calibration of predicted probabilities? Your choices are A. Reliability diagrams and Brier score with binning plan. B. Accuracy only. C. ORAC. D. Precision. The answer is A. Calibration focused measures. Question 272. You detect feature drift between train and validation. Next, govern action. Your choices are A. Ignore. B. Document drift. Evaluate impact. Adjust sampling/features. Update monitoring plan. C. Retrain immediately without analysis. D. Remove all features. The answer is B. Analyze and plan mitigations. Question 273. An LLM RAG system is being built. Which development control most reduces hallucination risk? Your choices are A. No citation requirement. C. Grounding with retrieval quality tests, context window checks, and citation verification harness. B. Longer prompts. D. More parameters. The answer is C. Retrieval quality plus citation verification. Question 274. Why record hardware accelerators in experiment metadata? Your choices are marketing. D. Performance and determinism can vary. Needed to reproduce and compare. B. For aesthetics. C. Legal requirement always. The answer is D. Hardware effects results reproducibility. Question 275. A model requires monotonic relationships for safety. Development control? Your choices are A. Impose monotonic constraints/tests. Verify on held out data and counterfactual checks. B. Hope the model learns it. C. Use deeper networks. D. Oversample majority. The answer is A. Enforce and verify monotonicity. Question 276. Which choice best defines acceptance thresholds in development? Your choices are A. Nice to have targets. B. Minimum criteria for release readiness aligned to risk and business objectives. C. Average historical metrics. D. World records. The answer is B. Minimum pass criteria. Question 277. Why maintain separate candidate test set and final test set? Your choices are A. To run more quickly. C. To avoid repeated peaking and preserve one-time unbiased estimate. B. To confuse teams. D. To save storage. The answer is C. Preserve an unbiased final readout. Question 278. How should you govern external data used for pre-training? Your choices are A. Assume public equals free. D. Verify license, consent/legal basis, provenance, document removal policies, and DMCA handling. C. Ignore restrictions. B. Use everything. The answer is D. Full rights/provenance governance. Question 279. What is the main purpose of a data slice library during development? Your choices are A. Curated, risk-relevant subpopulations for stress testing and fairness checks. B. Random segments. C. Faster training. D. Better charts. The answer is A, targeted slices for risk evaluation. Question 280. A reviewer asks for unit tests for data transforms. Which is most appropriate? Your choices are A, skip tests. B, deterministic input-output checks, schema and range validations, edge cases. C, UI snapshot tests. D, timeouts only. The answer is B, robust transform unit tests. Question 281. A model uses third-party APIs at build time. Governance concern? Your choices are A, lower latency. C, stability/reproducibility risk if API behavior changes. Record versions/mocks and fallback. B, better UX. D, ease of tuning. The answer is C, external API volatility risk. Question 282. Which practice best documents feature intent during engineering? Your choices are A, names only. C, keep code private. D, rationale, formula, window, business meaning, expected sign, data quality checks. B, delete old features. The answer is D, rich, auditable feature specs. Question 283. Use a spec training/serving SKU. Development action? Your choices are A, create parity checks and schema contracts. Simulate serving pipeline. Compare feature distributions. B, only monitor loss. C, disable logging. D, hope for the best. The answer is A, explicit SKU detection and prevention. Question 284. Best approach to choosing performance metrics for imbalance classification? Your choices are A, accuracy. B, precision recall metrics with class cost alignment and threshold policy. C, R. D, MSU. The answer is B, PR metrics plus cost-aware thresholds. Question 285. When should you freeze the validation protocol? Your choices are A, after seeing test results. C, before model comparison to avoid cherry picking. B, after deployment. D, never. The answer is C, freeze before comparison. Question 286. Which tool best supports transparent experiment comparison? Your choices are A, personal spreadsheets. C, email threads. D, whiteboard photo. B, central experiment tracker with runs, artifacts, and parameterized reports. The answer is B, centralized tracking and reports. Question 287. A reviewer asks for counterfactual robustness evidence. Development action? Your choices are A, evaluate sensitivity to plausible small perturbations of key features. Document acceptable envelopes. B, ignore. C, change model type. D, reduce batch size. The answer is A, perturbation-based robustness checks. Question 288. How should you treat rare but critical classes at development? Your choices are A, merge into other. B, use cost-sensitive learning, stratified sampling, targeted data collection, and thresholds. C, remove them. D, ignore until prod. The answer is B, elevate rare class handling. Question 289. Why is deterministic shuffling important? Your choices are A, faster training. C, reproducibility of splits and seeds for audit. B, better UI. D, lower cost. The answer is C, ensure repeatable data order. Question 290. Which practice addresses undeclared dataset updates risk? Your choices are A, auto overwrite tables. C, hide changes. D, manual notes only. B, immutable dataset versions with checksums, change logs, approval workflow. The answer is B, version datasets with governance. Question 291. What belongs in a risk-based test plan for development? Your choices are A, test prioritized by harm likelihood/severity. Robustness, bias, stability, abuse, security. B, only average accuracy. C, screenshots. D, code coverage only. The answer is A, risk-weighted coverage. Question 292. Why define model operating ranges during development? Your choices are A, marketing copy. B, clarify valid input/contexts. Inform monitoring, abstention, and rollback triggers. C, reduce logs. D, avoid tests. The answer is B, safe and transparent operation. Question 293. Your team uses embeddings that change with library version. Control? Your choices are A, update freely. B, ignore diffs. C, pin versions, record model/data hashes, regression tests on upgrade. D, remove embeddings. The answer is C, strict versioning and tests. Question 294. What is the development goal of a shadow deployment rehearsal and staging? Your choices are A, increase traffic. C, UX test only. D, marketing demo. B, verify end-to-end parity, latencies, logging, and rollback under realistic load before production. The answer is B, production-like shakedown. Question 295. Which evidence shows traceability from requirement to metric? Your choices are A, table mapping requirements, KPIs/thresholds datasets/test results. B, a diagram. C, email. D, ticket count. The answer is A, end-to-end mapping table. Question 296. A reviewer asks for contamination checks for text corpora. Which is best? Your choices are A, assume no overlap. C, remove stop words. D, lower LR. B, hash-based and fuzzy match deduplication versus validation/test sets with reporting. The answer is B, systematic overlap detection. Question 297. Best practice for documenting prompt templates in LLM systems during development? Your choices are A, keep only final version. C, version prompts with change reasons, tests, and eval results. B, ad hoc edits. D, no docs needed. The answer is C, prompt versioning with evidence. Question 298. Why include license and attribution map in development artifacts? Your choices are A, looks professional. C, for recruiting. D, not necessary. B, demonstrates legal basis and reuse constraints for all components/data. The answer is B, show rights and restrictions. Question 299. What is the main development risk of non-deterministic GPU kernels? Your choices are A, irreproducible metrics, complicates audit. B, faster inference. C, better accuracy. D, lower memory. The answer is A, harms reproducibility and auditing. Question 300. Which practice best documents threshold selection decisions? Your choices are A, pick by intuition. B, report trade-off curves, cost assumptions, chosen point with rationale and sensitivity analysis. C, choose 0.5 always. D, maximise effort blindly. The answer is B, justify with costs and trade-offs. Question 301. The team wants to stack models. Development safeguard? Your choices are A, skip validation. C, use nested validation with leakage checks and diversity analysis. Document complexity/risk trade-offs. B, tune on test set. D, id metalerne. The answer is C, careful validation and documentation. Question 302. Purpose of model car draft during development? Your choices are A, marketing. C, legal only. D, replace test plan. B, early articulation of intended use, data, performance, limitations, and risks to guide build. The answer is B, guide design with early documentation.